وَجَاءَ الْمُعَذِّرُونَ مِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ لِيُؤْذَنَ لَهُمْ وَقَعَدَ الَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ سَيُصِيبُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ.
Many of the Bedouin Arabs came with excuses, seeking leave to stay behind. Thus, those who were false to Allah and His Messenger in their covenant remained behind. A painful chastisement shall befall those of them that disbelieved.
ليس على الضعفاء ولا على المرضى ولا على الذين لا يجدون ما ينفقون حرج إذا نصحوا لله ورسوله ما على المحسنين من سبيل والله غفور رحيم.
There is no blame on the weak, nor on the sick, nor on those who have nothing to enable them to join the struggle in the way of Allah. If they stay behind, provided that they are sincere to Allah and to His Messenger, there is no cause for reproach against those who do good. Allah is all-forgiving, ever merciful. If they stay behind, provided that they are sincere to Allah and to His Messenger.
This makes it clear that even those who are otherwise apparently exempt from jihad are in fact not automatically so on grounds of physical disability, sickness, or indigence. They're exempt only when these disabilities are combined with their true loyalty to God and His Messenger. If someone lacks this loyalty, he cannot be pardoned for the simple reason that when it became obligatory for him to wage jihad, he was sick or indigent.
ولا على الذين إذا ما أتوك لتحملهم قلت لا أجد ما أحملكم عليه تولوا وأعينهم تفيض من الدمع حزنا ألا يجدوا ما ينفقون.
Nor can there be any cause for reproach against those who, when they came to you asking for mounts to go to the battlefront, and when you said that you had no mounts for them, they went back, their eyes overflowing with tears, grieving that they had no resources to enable them to take part in fighting.
إنما السبيل على الذين يستأذنونك وهم أغنياء رضوا بأن يكونوا مع الخوالف وطبع الله على قلوبهم فهم لا يعلمون.
But there are grounds for reproach against those who seek leave to stay behind, even though they are affluent. They are the ones who are content to be with the womenfolk who stay behind. Allah has set a seal on their hearts, leaving them bereft of understanding.
يعتذرون إليكم إذا رجعتم إليهم قل لا تعتذروا لن نؤمن لكم قد نبأنا الله من أخباركم وسيرى الله عملكم ورسوله ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون.
They will put up excuses before you when you return to them. Tell them, make no excuses. We will not believe you. Allah has already informed us of the truth about you. Allah will observe your conduct, and so will His Messenger. Then you will be brought back to Him who knows alike what lies beyond perception and what lies in the range of perception, and will let you know what you have done.
سيحلفون بالله لكم إذا انقلبتم إليهم لتعرضوا عنهم فأعرضوا عنهم إنهم رجس وَمَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمُ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ.
When you return to them, they will surely swear to you in the name of Allah that you may leave them alone. So do leave them alone. They are unclean. Hell shall be their home, a recompense for what they did.
يَحْلِفُونَ لَكُمْ لِتَرْضَوْا عَنْهُمْ فَإِن تَرْضَوْا عَنْهُمْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَرْضَى عَنِ الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقِينَ.
They will swear to you in order to please you, but even if you become pleased with them, Allah will not be pleased for such an evil-doing folk.
الأعراب أشد كفرا ونفاقا وأجدر ألا يعلموا حدود ما أنزل الله على رسوله والله عليم حكيم.
The Bedouin Arabs surpass all in unbelief and hypocrisy, and are most likely to be unaware of the limits prescribed by Allah in what He has revealed to His Messenger. Allah is all-knowing, all-wise, in what He has revealed to His Messenger.
The word Al-Arab, as we have explained earlier, signifies the Bedouin, whether of the desert or the countryside, in the vicinity of Medina. For a long time, they had followed a policy of opportunism with regard to the conflict between Islam and unbelief. However, as Islam established its sway over the greater part of Hijaz and Najd, and the power of the tribes hostile to Islam began to weaken, they saw that their interest lay in entering the fold of Islam.
Of them, only a minority embraced Islam out of their conviction and with the readiness to fulfill its demands.
In the above verse, the Quran refers to this attitude of the Bedouin who, compared with the town dwellers, were relatively more prone to hypocrisy and unbelief. Town dwellers fare better since they have the opportunity to meet learned and pious people and thus gain some knowledge of religion and its requirements. The Bedouin, however, tend to engross themselves in the pursuit of their bread and butter alone, leaving them no time available for higher pursuits. At the end of the day, they are no more than economic brutes, and as such are in greater peril of remaining ignorant of the true religion and the limits prescribed by God. Verse 122 suggests a remedy for that situation.
وَمِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مَا يُنْفِقُ مَغْرَمًا وَيَتَرَبَّصُ بِكُمُ الدَّوَائِرِ عليهم دائرة السوء والله سميع عليم.
And among the Bedouin Arabs, there are such as regard whatever they spend in the way of Allah as a fine and wait for some misfortune to befall you. May ill fortune befall them. Allah is all hearing, all knowing.
وَمِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَيَتَّخِذُ مَا يُنْفِقُ قُرُبَاتٍ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَصَلَوَاتِ الرَّسُولِ أَلَا إِنَّهَا قُرْبَةٌ لَهُمْ سَيُدْخِلُهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي رَحْمَتِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
And among the Bedouin Arabs are those who believe in Allah and the Last Day and regard their spending in the way of Allah as a means of drawing near to Allah and of deserving the prayer of the Messenger. Indeed, this shall be a means of drawing near to Allah. Allah will surely admit them to His mercy. Allah is all-forgiving, ever merciful.